Kia ora, Darren. How are you? Are you safe?
Yeah, no, we're fine, thank you too. Kia ora.
That's good to hear. I'd like to know, do you think you could paint a picture for us as to how sort of vast and how sort of sprawling all of this damage is around there down in the Canterbury region?
Yeah, there has been a state of emergency declared in the Canterbury Takiwā, and as of last night, we've had evacuations across several regions, Waimakariri, the Selwyn, and Selwyn. These are regions sort of south, west, and north, immediately north of Christchurch, as well as the significant rainfall and evacuations that are coming out of Ashburton and Timaru south, sort of in that lower south part of Canterbury. So it's we've had within those that have been evacuated, whānau are a part of that cohort, but it's been massive. So I've lived here 4 years. I've never seen this amount of rain. I've seen this amount of rain in my whole life. But the thing about how big Canterbury is, it's a massive region, and all of it is affected.
Civil defence is down there at the moment. I've been reading reports of councils, you know, reassuring people that, you know, they've got teams out there, firstly assessing the damage to the infrastructure, but also just checking to see if people are safe. From an iwi perspective, what have you fellas been up to? How have you been lending your hand in this troubling time?
So in Christchurch, there is an emergency operations centre, which manages this emergency and the community's response to it. We've got staff as part of that, what they call EOC, and we've had staff in there as yesterday in particular, and making sure that we have a presence in our response to that. From a communications perspective, we have been reaching out to our Papa Tipu Runanga, who are effectively the hapū, and in particular those that are within the Takiwā, within the Canterbury Takiwā, keeping them updated on what's happening in and around this emergency. We've been talking to Marae just to make sure that they're fine, and if they are needed to be called on for assistance, that they are able to do that. And you know, we've obviously been keeping our staff informed of what's going on as well. So from a work perspective, how do we keep ourselves safe, their families safe, making sure we're not on the roads when we shouldn't be, and making sure that everyone heeds the advice of emergency services, local councils, and civil defence.
And you know, we're talking about those sort of safety messages that whānau should look out for. You were saying earlier as well that, you know, Canterbury is a vast sort of big region of the country. And so, you know, I imagine those warnings are different depending on whereabouts you are within the region as well. You know, what advice can you give some of our whānau who are looking out to sort of protect themselves? You know, where can they look for those messages? Where can they find those tips and helpful ideas for them to stay safe?
Yeah, so I forgot to mention that we've been keeping our whānau updated on the Tūrurunga o Ngaitahu Facebook site. We act as a conduit for putting people in, for linking people in into what that right advice is. So links into civil defence, the local council, etc. Because across the Takiwā, there are a number of local councils that are part of the wider network of the Canterbury region. And so we implore that people go either directly onto the Facebook, onto the Tūrurunga o Ngaitahu Facebook site, follow those links, and look at the advice that's relevant for your locality, or get in touch with your council or civil defence direct.
Mm.
And now, if you're in trouble, if you've got people or property, livestock in jeopardy, then there was also the emergency services that you can call on 111.
Now, obviously, we won't really know the full extent of the damage until, you know, the dust sort of settles. I can't imagine we'll find out what that really looks like today, maybe even tomorrow, unlikely. What I'd like to know is what kind of support can some of those affected people and whānau get, maybe not just from, you know, the council or or the regional councils that they're under, or their local communities, but from Māori, from iwi, from Ngāitahu, what kind of support can they get?
Yeah, so and unfortunately, we've become accustomed to emergency response, but that means we're relatively good at being flexible and making sure that we support our whānau in the right ways. And so, as we have done through similar events, we will do the same for this one. We just need to understand what that looks like and how people are affected. We have a fund called Pūtea Manaaki, which where people have been significantly affected, they can apply to that fund. And we'll need to look through what the machinations are for that, but we will definitely be there to support in some shape or form. We just need to make decisions around that relatively quickly.
And where are you at the moment, Darren? I asked you right at the start of the show if you're doing all right, but whereabouts are you and your whānau?
So we are my whānau and I are in sort of Christchurch CBD, near the offices of Te Rūnanga o Ngāitahu, which is in sort of Addington near Hagley Park. This area is actually fine. Where you do have concerns in Christchurch are those areas obviously close to the river. So you've got the Heathcote around Opawa, which is on the sort of southern side of Christchurch, and then north you've got Waimakariri. So people in around those areas are more affected than those in town.